voorheen op Rone FM 95.1.
This morning, as part of the adventure, we're going to introduce to you, Food Lovers Market has launched on its 8th in-store Hunger Month initiative to drive the purpose of nourishing and enriching lives by raising funds to feed hungry South Africans from the 1st of May. Culminating with World Hunger Day, partnering with suppliers that share the company's values, Food Lovers Market Hunger Month aims to create awareness and raise funds for meals for vulnerable annually. There you go. It has collected 9,590,063 meals through its partner suppliers since 2017. Now that is quite a feat. We're going to listen to Kate Murray. She's the wellness manager of Food Lovers Market, and she's going to tell us more.
I am here. Thank you so much, Marius.
Yeah, thank you for taking time off. I'm going to introduce you. We've had a word with our listeners. We told them about your wellness project that you have. I'm talking about the Food Lovers Market Hunger Month Initiative. So, Kate, I'm going to ask you to elaborate a little bit. What is Hunger Month and why did Food Lovers Market launch the campaign 8 years ago? Please tell us more.
Awesome. So World Hunger Month actually started off as World Hunger Day on the 28th of May.
Yeah, I remember that.
And we decided, you know what, that's great, one day, but let's expand it for a whole month. So 8 years ago, we decided that we would launch this campaign, see what kind of traction we got, see what kind of appetite there is for our customers to become involved in an initiative which feeds vulnerable people. And now, 8 years later, World Hunger Month is our flagship CSI project. We run it throughout the whole month of May each year. And we have grown from barely over 250,000 meals 8 years ago to this massive target this year of 4 million meals.
Wow. So, thank you very much. We're speaking to Kate Murray. Kate, so why is it important to get behind this campaign? Talk to us about food vulnerability. I noticed that you've used that word in South Africa. What is the food vulnerability? Please elaborate.
You know, the thing with food vulnerability in South Africa, it's a bit of a paradox because we don't have a food shortage. We have plenty of food. We struggle to get food where it is needed most. Okay. That's the biggest challenge we have. So we, you know, when we started the campaign, like I say, 8 years ago, we had about 6.5 million people who every single day went to bed hungry.
Oh, wow.
8 years later, we're now looking at nearly 8.5 million people with that challenge. So absolutely, it's growing. So we really need to find new innovative ways of getting food into those communities mm-hmm. that don't have access that perhaps we have in the more urban areas.
Yeah, one don't know about these until somebody actually tells you this. And that's why this initiative of yours is so important, right? Otherwise, we would never have known the amount of people going without food.
The statistics are absolutely staggering. It's actually heartbreaking, but you know, we all have a part to play, and we can just sit and feel terrible about the situation, or we can act, we can do something, and we can all play a part in making a difference.
Kate, we've got our own initiatives as well, our own community initiatives, and part of that is you know, have fundraisers for various companies. However, Food Forward SA is the beneficiary of Hunger Month campaign, right? So what is Food Forward SA and how will they use funds to feed hungry South Africans? Because that's always the main concern of how the money is going to be spent, right?
Okay, so that is an excellent question. Firstly, I want to say that all the money that is raised, every penny of it goes to Food Forward.
Right.
So Food Forward have been around for many years. They are essentially a food bank. They collect food from farmers, you know, excess crops, things like that, from manufacturers, maybe damaged stock. And then they work with all the retailers. So we don't only work with Food Forward in May, we work with them on a monthly basis where we donate to them every single month.
Right.
And the best thing about Food Forward is that they have a national footprint. They have a presence in all 9 of our provinces.
Mm-hmm.
So we get the food to Food Forward. Mm-hmm. Food Forward work with 2,500 beneficiary organizations.
Wow.
Countrywide, that feed 920,000 people, almost a million people, every single day. So we know that they have a massive impact, which is why we are so happy to partner with them on this, because we know that they're making a difference.
So we can be rest assured it will be wisely spent, right? Speaking to
100%.
Yeah, speaking to Kate Marais, the wellness manager of Food Lovers Market. So Food Lovers Market and partners kick off the Hunger Month with the aim of raising 4 million meals during May. Who are your partners in this campaign, and how many meals do you want to fundraise? Raising 4 million meals, it seems like a difficult task to do, right?
It's a biggie, I'm not going to lie. Oh. But you know what? We have to challenge ourselves. We push ourselves. Yeah. We've been so fortunate that we have a wonderful partner in True Cape Apples and Pears, okay, who have partnered with us for the last 8 years. Every year, they're actually phoning us going, we're on board, you know, before we even have to ask.
Yeah.
And then our grocery buying team and our fresh produce team, they go to all of our suppliers, mm-hmm, and ask them to become involved in the initiative. So we do a lot of the fundraising from our suppliers. And then, of course, our biggest partner is our customer, where we ask our customers to get involved as well.
That's fantastic. So finally, this is obviously, you just mentioned your customers now, very importantly. How can shoppers support this campaign?
Okay, so as I explained, you know, Food Forward get all these donations and they get food from so many different places, yeah, but we have to get the food to where the need is greatest. So the money that is raised goes towards a lot of their operational costs, as well as this year, it's going to community gardens close to the Food Lovers Market stores in different regions. All a customer has to do to get involved is donate at our till point. And all they need to donate is 47 cents. So for a simple 47 cents, which is the change in your pockets, Marius, mm-hmm, we can provide, well, Food Forward can provide a meal to a vulnerable person.
It's so interesting. How did you get to 47 cents? This interesting.
Okay. it's amazing because everybody knows you can't make a meal for 47 cents. Yeah. It's physically impossible. Mm-hmm. But because Food Forward are so big and have scaled so effectively, once they take all of their donations and then they take in their costs of their personnel, their warehousing, their trucks to get the food where it needs to be, they can extrapolate the costs of all that and then figure out how much it literally costs to get that food. Because the food mostly is donated.
Yes.
So the cost of getting the food to the people, that's what their costs are. So that's how they work out 47 cents per meal,
per donation,
to feed a hungry person. Yeah. So when the customers are at the till, you know, there's little signs up at the till that explains that 47 cents is one meal, 4 and 70 is 10, 47 rand is 100 meals, yeah, and we ask the customers to donate at the till.
Thank you, Kate. Yes. That's very much. We were talking about the Food Lovers Market Hunger Month for us. Thank you, Kate. We will encourage our listeners and your shoppers to go and donate. That was Kate Marais, Wellness Manager of Food Lovers Market. Thank you very much. I hope to speak to you again soon, Kate.
Thank you, Marius. Please do catch up with us after the campaign and we can share the good news on our massive numbers that I know we're going to hit.
Ah, fantastic. So if you'd like to shop, Kate, thanks very much. I'm going to greet you, say goodbye. You have a fantastic Tuesday.
Perone FM,
and hope you all the best and all the success with this campaign, right?
Thank you, Marius. We appreciate it.
Take care.